on the next episode with Antonio. Thank you, KeysForKids.org, for this daily devotional. A gentle push. Read Deuteronomy 33, verse 26 through 27, and Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31. Mario and his dad were on a fishing trip when Mario made a discovery, an eagle's nest way up near the top of a tall tree. And up in the sky, they saw a large bird soaring high over the river. Mario let out a long breath. Wow! I wish I could fly like that. Well, that eagle didn't always have such great flying skills, said Dad. I've read that baby eagles aren't afraid of flying. In fact, Mario, it takes a great deal of their mother's prodding to get them out of their warm, soft nest. I know. We talked about them in school. My teacher said the mother eagle pushes the babies right out over the side of the nest. That must be very scary for them. Dad nodded. They probably think they'll fall to the ground. Yeah, but then after the mother eagle lets one of the eagles flutter and fall for a bit, she soars underneath it and lets it land on her wings. Then she takes it back to the nest. She does that over and over and over and over until they're brave and strong enough to fly on their own. A few days later, Mario felt nervous about a kids' event at church he had agreed to help with. Mrs. Campbell wants me to help with the little kids' group tomorrow, Mario told his dad. But what if the kids ask me questions I don't know how to answer? It might be the first time some of them ever hear about Jesus, and I'm afraid I won't know what to say. You can always ask an adult for help, said Dad. I know it's really scary for you, I get it, Mario. But you haven't forgotten how little eagles learn to fly, have you? What does that have to help with doing with it? Mario wanted to know. God often helps his children in a way that's similar to how a mother eagle helps her babies, Dad explained. Sometimes he gives you a gentle push to get you to try new things. Things that make you feel helpless or afraid at first, so you'll learn to depend on him for strength and guidance. The Holy Spirit is always with you, and he'll be there to catch you and help you know what to say. Mario smiled. Thanks, Dad. I'll remember that tomorrow. Rely on God. Key verse. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Do you get nervous telling others about Jesus? Are you afraid your friends will laugh at you if you invite them to church? It can be scary to share your faith with others sometimes, but God is always there with you. He's helping you learn to depend on him in every situation instead of relying on your own strength. Even when you feel like you're falling, he is with you. He won't ever leave you on your own. Trust him to help you.